Leo and I read some histories of the Battle of Trantai during the next week and pounded stakes into the ground to mark important sites, such as where General Oxus, pierced by 8 arrows, had fallen on his sword. I constructed a rectangular frame about the size of a dinner tray with a grid of strings stretched across it. The idea was that I'd set this up on the parapet and look through it like a window frame as I sketched. If I continued to use it in the same way throughout the summer, then each illustration would tally with the next. One day, we'd be able to line them up in a row and then people would walk down the line and see the weed war unfold like a spiele. Leo spent a lot of time thrashing around in the brush along the riverbank, looking for particularly aggressive specimens of various kinds of weeds. Yellow star blossom was going to represent the Sarthian cavalry. Red and white, their allies. We were both waiting for the moment when we would get in trouble. Sure enough, a couple of weeks into the project, I looked up during supper to see Fra Spelikan come into the refectory, accompanied by a younger hierarch of the regulant staff. Conversation dimmed for a moment, sort of like when the power threatens to go out and the room becomes brown. Spelikan looked around the refectory until he found my face. Then, satisfied, he snatched up a tray and demanded some food. Hierarchs were allowed to dine with us, but they rarely did. They had to concentrate pretty fiercely not to let secular information slip out, and so this was no way to have a relaxing meal. Everyone had noticed the way Spelikan had looked at me, and so, following the brownout, there was a brief, jovial uproar at my expense. For once in my life, I wasn't worried. What could they accuse me of? Conspiring to let weeds grow? Probably they had misinterpreted what Leo and I were up to. The only hard part was going to be explaining it to a man like Spelikan. The younger hierarch, Rotha was her name, ate quickly, then rose and walked out of the refectory, hugging a fat wallet of papers that swiveled as her hips moved. Spelikan ate more heartily but refused offers of beer and wine. After a few minutes, he pushed back, wiped his lips, stood up, and came over to me. "I wonder if I might have a word with you in St. Zenla's," he said. "Certainly," I said, then glanced across the room at Leo, who was dining at another table. "Would you like Fra Leo to join us, or—"
"That will not be necessary," Spelikan said,
which struck me as odd and left me with physical symptoms of anxiety, pounding heart, moist palms, as I followed Spelikan around the cloister to St. Zenla's. This was one of the smallest and oldest chalk halls, traditionally used by the most senior Adharian theoricians to collaborate or to teach their senior students. I'd only been in the room a couple of times my whole life and would never have dared to barge in there and claim it like this. It had one small table, large enough for at most 4 people to sit around it on their spheres. Rotha had already covered the table with stuff, a constellation of glow buds whose pools of soft light merged to illuminate a stack of blank leaves and a few manuscripts, or excerpts of them. Several pens lay in a neat row next to an uncapped ink bottle.
"Interview with Fra Erasmus of the Adharian chapter of the Decenarian Math of the Consent of St. Edhar," Spelikan said.
Rotha scribbled out a row of marks on a blank leaf, not the customary Bayesian characters, but a kind of shorthand that hierarchs were trained to use when taking down transcripts. Spelikan went on to tell the date and the time. I was mesmerized by Rotha's skill with the pen. Her hand swept across the whole width of the leaf in as little time as it took to draw breath, leaving in its wake a row of simple one-stroke glyphs that, it seemed to me, couldn't possibly convey as much meaning as the words we were speaking. My eyes wandered to the other manuscripts that Rotha had set out on the table. Most of them were also written in that same shorthand, but at least one was in traditional script. My script. Bending closer, I was able to make out several words. I recognized it as the journal I had started keeping when I had been in the penance cell in the Minster. I saw the names Fleck and Quinn and Orlo.